Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means. Time for the option jive. Iron condors for every environment. We just had an iron condor question on confirm and send. How fortuitous.
How fortuitous, because the next piece we're going to do is on iron condors and how wide should they be. And we just did a thing on narrow, medium, and wide.
Sweet.
Oh, my God. Life doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't.
How many times a day I get asked, how wide should your iron condor be?
Yes, and it is subjective for the most part.
Yeah. Yesterday, the guys were in here moving. You know, they're moving the furniture so we can move to our new office.
Hey, I'm thinking about doing an iron condor. How wide should I go?
Yeah.
As wide as you can. Less contracts, wide as you can.
Yeah, I was on a flight. Last weekend when I was on a flight, the flight attendant said, hey, you know, I was doing this iron condor. How wide should I be? I mean, people get asked the questions crazy.
She said, hey, Choke, now I'm doing this iron condor.
<That's> Omaha.
How wide should I be?
Yeah, how wide should I be? It's Tuesday, March 5th, and starting on next Monday, we will be broadcasting from our brand new studios across a few blocks from here. What is it, about half a mile?
Yeah.
We're moving about a half mile. It's about a 12-minute walk that I've never done because it's been cold.
You. What? I'm with you. I haven't done it either.
Maybe it's longer than that. How far do you think it is, Beth?
0.9 miles.
It is. Wow. Okay. I take that back. It's 0.9 miles.
You should try it.
But we're in a part of Chicago called the West Loop. It's kind of like we're in the combination of like lots of hotels and restaurants, like 10 Michelin star restaurants within a couple blocks of here. And it's a hopping neighborhood. That's where Tasty is. And we are moving our current studios into our brand new offices, which are same neighborhood, but just 0.9 miles away. And we've been building it for what? About a year?
Yeah.
What do you think, Beth, a year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're finally done. And the last of the furniture is getting moved out today. And the new studios are all new cameras, new lights, new everything. It's a brand new setup, the whole shebang.
I think it's pretty sweet.
It's sweet. We built one studio that's ready to go right now, another studio that we will be, if you watched the last Rising Star episode, we broadcast that from one of our new studios. I think we have a total of a podcast studio, a green screen room, and two recording studios. So there's probably like three or four, plus some film editing rooms. We are good to go, man. We got old table over there. We're the whole gang's moving over. The move will take place on the final move. All of us will come in on Sunday. We're testing Sunday night, so there'll be no show. There'll be no first call this Sunday night at 4:55 because all of our equipment will be en route. En route.
Didn't take long.
En route, en route.
Didn't take long.
Being moved.
But I don't laugh at you. I don't make fun.
No, you don't. Yes, you do.
I don't point it out.
Yeah, you do. And so we'll be moving, we'll be testing and moving on Sunday night. And we really hope that you will join us for the Monday morning inaugural show, 7 a.m. We should be up and running. If we're not, something went horribly wrong. I'll be running back to the old studios.
Tom, you going to bring bagels?
I can't.
He said he was going to.
That would be nice.
Oh, Sunday.
Either day.
Oh, Sunday I'll bring you bagels. Yeah.
Said you were going to.
Sunday I can bring bagels.
Yeah, I said you were good for brunch Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday. You want sandwiches or bagels?
It's your call. You are in charge of food Sunday.
Okay, fine. Just tell me how many people and what time.
Everybody.
I don't know what everybody means.
Four of us.
20?
All the people you manage.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Okay. And so that's just big news, and we want everybody to be... it's going to be good. It's wait to see the difference in, I guess there won't be that much difference. We're still same ugly faces we have today. We're going to have Monday.
Hey now.
But
you guys look great.
Yeah. But it's going to be better with new cameras and new lights, so it should be fun. And a new look and everything
same
else.
Same bad time, same bad channel.
Everything the same. Also, and again, I just want to tell you that there's no show on Sunday night. We do have a new show that started last night. If you missed it, Victor Jones is back, The Price of Truth. Every evening now at 5 o'clock, First month is 5 to 5:45. Starting in April, it will be 5 to 6:30. And we have a whole slew of guests. I don't know if you have this, all the guests on there, Beth. I'm
no,
not sure if you
have it. No, I don't.
No, okay. But anyway, every single night, Monday through Thursday nights at 5 p.m., that's Victor Jones. And we have a packed schedule now from 7 in the morning until 6:30 at night. So it is, Tasty has gone, you know, pretty close to the full 12 hours, which is impressive. Mm-hmm. That's it. We'll talk about some of the other stuff we have going on. We're going to do this piece first.
Awesome. And hear me out every Thursday, of course, on the show.
Yeah, today we have Chris Vecchio coming up at 8:40.
Let me explain.
He doesn't really explain anything to us, but we have him coming out.
We try to explain things to him, but it doesn't work.
He doesn't listen. He's a very good non-listener. Yeah. Iron Condors for every environment. Since we just talked about Iron Condors a second ago, we might as well follow it up with an option jive talking about how wide should your iron condors be for every environment. Let's take a look. Iron condors consist of two strangles. I like putting it that way. One long strangle, one short strangle. You could say two verticals if you want. You can say two strangles if you want.
Yeah, I usually say two verticals, but sure.
I usually say two verticals too. But this researcher on our team decided to go rogue and call it two strangles.
We'll talk to them on the close.
Yes, let's have them killed. We tend to sell a strangle at around the 16 to 30 deltas, and we buy a strangle further out of the money. The strangle and the wings that we choose dictate the risk-reward dynamic of the iron condor. Let's go to the next slide. So the risk-reward increase as the iron condor gets wider. We just talked about this before. A very conservative, narrow iron condor, a moderate iron condor, or an aggressive wide iron condor. But the reality is the greater the risk, meaning the wider the condor, the greater the reward and the higher probability of success. And so we just kind of graphed it out so you can see the difference between a narrow, wide, and a wider.
Narrows move very slow one way or the other. Even if it goes inside your short strike, remember a $5 wide iron condor, even if the other side is well out of the money, is only going to be 250, half the width of the strikes. So, you know, if you're putting it on at $1.80, $1.90, $1.60, you're trying to get one third the width of the strikes. Even if one side, even at expiration, goes right to the two short strikes, it'll be worth around 250. So,
yeah, slow and narrow iron condors are very challenging. Let's go to the next slide. So we did a study and we compared iron condors with a short 30 delta options. And we put the wings out at 5, 10, and 20. Narrow, medium, wide, okay? All the trades were managed at 21 days, meaning we just closed them, that's all. Mm-hmm. And all the trades were put on at 45 days, and we did basically 18 years worth of research in the SPY. Individual stocks are a little different, but 18 years of research in the SPY. Let's go to the next slide. So first, let's see what iron condor setup performed the best when the IV rank was above 50 and below 50. Ideally, for an iron condor, you are going to want to have an IV rank as high as possible. There is no number to the upside that the IV rank is going to hurt you with an iron condor. There is a number to the downside. Anything below 30, we kind of stay away from it. Sure. But if the IV rank's above 50, cool. I mean, if it's above 30, it's fine. If it's above 50, it's better. But as high as you want to go, the higher the better. Let's go to the next slide. So no matter what the implied volatility environment was, the wider iron condors outperformed on a consistent basis. So we decided to show you all 18 years or all 19 years worth of research here, or all the data we have in our database. And we're talking about putting it out at 45 days, closing it at 21 days. And what's interesting here is that depending on the width of the iron condor, the wider you make the iron condor, the higher the win rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, on the red side is IV rank below 50, and the right side is the IV rank above 50. Do we have a lot of IV ranks above 50? No, we do not. Is it going to change the win rate that dramatically? No, it does not. But what it does do is it gives you significantly higher P&L. That's the whole difference.
Right.
We've always said that. The win rate doesn't change much. 72 versus 73, that's not statistically significant. 10, 77, 77, or 80 versus 82, none of those are statistically significant. What is important is that the P&L goes up dramatically as the iron condors get wider and as the implied volatility rank gets higher. This is not implied volatility. This is implied volatility rank.
Right.
Okay? So, high implied volatility rank, wider iron condors. Take more risk, make more money. Let's go to the next slide. During a bear market, tighter iron condors outperformed simply because you couldn't really effectively defend. The velocity of down moves in a bear market made defending the iron condors. Now remember, the win rates are basically the same. Win rates don't change in a bear market or a bull market. But what changes is the amount of money you make. You still make a little bit more money when you have the wider iron condors. Oh, I'm sorry, take that back. You actually do significantly worse.
Right.
With the wider iron condors because your losses are bigger. Right. That's all it is. You can't make it back.
Because you got the movement that you didn't want.
Yeah, I was looking at a bull market. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In a bear market, you just, you know. And now, how do you know you're in a bear market? Well, that's hard. Because you don't really ever know. You know, the problem is in a bull market with high implied volatility or in a flat market or a choppy market with high implied volatility, you're encouraged to go wide. But bear markets have the highest volatility. So, like, that is the challenge.
Yeah, of course.
And it's not, so that's the distinction, and that's what makes this so hard, is that simply that distinction. How do I know the difference between high implied volatility and a bear market?
That's the quandary.
Yeah, that's the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next slide. That's why a little of this is, you know, it's a little bit unfair in that regard, because that's what you're challenged with. So I say you deal with it, and you go with the high implied volatility rank, and you take your chances, because there's not a lot of bear markets. Regardless of IV rank levels, wider iron condors perform better, or they perform the best on a consistent basis, on a consistent trade-by-trade basis. However, when we're in the midst of an extended sell-off or a bear market, tighter iron condors are preferred to mitigate large losses. Again, very hard to know when that's really happening, so I go with one. Regardless of IV rank levels, wider iron condors have performed the best on a consistent trade-by-trade basis. And you take your chances in high implied volatility.
Let's take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live with the opening bell next. Even the S&P down 24. And gold making a little sneaky move here, up $12 and change. I don't know if you've watched it last 3 or 4 days. Gold's been up about $100. We'll be back in 90 seconds with Tasty Live.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live, Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.